I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now,
the two things that we all know about men are that they are horny and stupid.
Join us.
Guys like all boobs.
As we peer inside.
Is it bad on? That I'm thinking about your hoo-ha right now?
The simple male mind.
Fat boy is a P-I-G pig.
All right. Inside the Simple Male Mind is brought to you by LB's Hair Doctors, Dr. Robert Leonard and Dr. Matthew Lopresti. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's 1-800-GET-HAIR. And if you are a woman and you are confused, by the way, the very simple, very basic mind of any man in your life works, you may now text your question to LB and he will explain it to you. The text line is 97107. Here's a 617 text which says, I was talking to my boyfriend all week about watching yesterday's Patriots game together, and then yesterday morning, he sprung it on me that he was going to a bar to watch it with his friends, and I wasn't invited. Why would he tell me all week that we were going to watch the game together and then ditch me for his friends?
Well, that's what you do. You know, he wants you to be happy all week, wants you to be fired up. You guys are sexing it up. You're on top of the world because you're finally hanging with him and the buds. And then, you know, he wakes up in the morning. I will say this. You should just give him credit, okay, where credit is due. Because if I would have been him, I would have woke up in the morning before you got up, bailed, got out of Dodge, went to my buddy's place, went to assholes. You know, I'd have bailed out of Halston. I'm in Framingham at Richie's in Asshole's Garage, and while the boys all show up to watch the game
at 7:30 a.m.
Well, no, but he was nice enough. Yeah, exactly. But he was nice enough to say, "Hey, look, my buds have been busting my nuts."
So you're
they
saying
want
she
you
should
around.
Be happy that he told her?
Yes,
he was going to the bar.
Just it's the D minus thing. Could you just?
Dude,
you know,
didn't want to get nagged all week, so he yesed you to death.
Well, he probably got, you know, I don't know, 10 texts from his buddies like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing your chick?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I give him partial marks.
Here's a 774 text. Whenever my boyfriend has his friends over, they always end up talking about the girls they have been with and what they have done with them right in front of me.
Right.
Why do they do this when I'm there?
Because you're not supposed to be there.
That's
serious. Yeah.
Is it maybe that they're comfortable around her, LB?
No.
Talking about that
no.
kind of stuff?
No, they're trying to make her uncomfortable so the next time that they're all together, she's not there. And by the way, what do you and your girlfriends talk about when you guys go out for martinis? Every guy you slammed in college.
What? Mm-hmm. That's not what they. Is that what? That's not what you're talking about, is it?
Yeah, we show each other D-pics.
Oh, so
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What do you think we talk about your personality? Get out of here.
Here's a 508 text. LB, I have not been having much luck on Tinder. What do guys look for when they are trying to figure out which way to swipe?
Why don't you just do me seriously? Thank you, Danielle. Do me a favor. Your what do they call it? Your with your picture and all your
profile.
What is it?
Profile.
Yeah, your profile. I put out every time. You'll be in action all day every day. I was gonna go low hanging fruit there.
Yeah.
I think our code on this show is. On your profile, put, I wear white pants, 365, 24/7.
Here's a 617 text that says, do men that stink know that they stink, and do they care?
They don't. Well, number one,
they don't know.
Everybody, guys that don't care, don't care.
Right.
Enough said.
But do they know they have the body odor?
Of course.
Or the,
and all day, every day. Guys that care, it's like anything. It's like, you know, there are guys that never wear pit, and then there are guys that wake up in the morning and, you know, they feel conscious about their aroma, and so they put pit on. But, you know, guys, number one, guys don't care. You don't win and lose on how you smell.
Mm-hmm.
And
another T-shirt.
Well, yeah, that's a good one.
All I'm saying is
now
it's like people with bad breath, people that eat garlic, people people that eat curry. You know, do they give two hoots when they invite you over for a barbecue and you got to go in and pee at their house?
Right.
And they eat curry 5 days a week and
they
the house stinks like high in hell water.
They don't care.
All right.
High in hell, what? Right.
Whatever that saying is.
Now, it's rare, but here's a man who would like to go inside the simple male mind of another man. My best friend is getting married next month. He recently told me that he had a drunken night of sex with a rando he met at a bar. The problem is, I am dating his fiance's sister.
Oh.
I am really conflicted. Do I blow up his spot?
What?
Help.
Oh.
What?
You would never.
Get your nuts out of your girlfriend's purse, dude.
Never.
Are
blow
you
up.
All right?
Never.
Rolls
blow
before
up.
Hose, man.
Right?
Come on.
Right.
It's not even a question.
Uh-huh.
Not even a question. Just shut your mouth. Go and enjoy. Have a couple cocktails. Have great sex with his
it's
fiance's
his business.
Sister.
It's yeah, his well. Business. Yes.
Oh, like you've never cheated on anybody? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know what I love about when these people, whether it's women or men, text in? I write a list down for you, the girl you're dating, your wife, and tell her every date that you cheated on her because everybody does it.
Here's a 508 text. If a guy at the office asked to go out for drinks after work, does he usually want it to be a date thing, or is it a friendly thing?
No.
Like he's going to say no.
It's called fishing.
Yeah, you know. So it's, well, no, it was a date thing, you think, on his part? It wasn't.
No,
really
he wants to nail her.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he, you know,
he
ultimately
you.
He's going to be like super, super duper nice.
Yes.
Until you're like, do you want to go to Newport for the weekend?
We are going inside the simple male mind. This is Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hey, kids.
Hi, kid.
Guys, I drive Uber on the weekends, and I'll tell you, I've driven some of the most cutest girls from overseas where I literally had to, like, open the window, all of them. I mean, seriously, the BO was, like, unreal.
Well, I mean, maybe it's because it's a late, is it the end of the evening? And people get sweaty.
No,
or it's.
No,
I mean,
no.
I don't know.
A lot of people, it's like, you know, people think I'm freaky, but I think girls that let their armpit hair grow out is awesome. I would, you know, like, is there anything worse than walking into a room and having to eat perfume? I mean, I just assume just don't wear.
You'd rather
don't
smell
wear
the
anything.
Body odor.
I don't
than
like.
The,
well, it's like, is there? You know, you wheel a chick at a bar and you go home and you wake up in the morning and like her makeup is all over the pillow.
Hmm.
You know,
her eyebrows are gone.
Yeah, you know, I don't like makeup. You want to throw some lipstick on, little eyeshadow, great, but you know, you get the trowel out to put some sort of, you know, what was that movie, Jim Carrey? Oh God.
Mask.
Yeah. You know?
The mask was the other one.
Yeah,
I think.
You throw a mask on to go out on a date, and then you get home, you wake up. And you roll over, and it's like, it's not even the same human being that you went home with. Because the makeup's on the pillow.
Here's a text that says, is it true that you can get a man to propose to you if you smell like bacon? I don't know that that's, I mean, is there some sort of, did we learn that there's some kind of a olfactory-wise, there's some kind of...
It's cinnamon.
It's cinnamon.
That was the study, why you always saw men in line at, like, Cinnabon.
Yes.
That's because men, for some reason, the cinnamon affects us in a way where it hits that switch in our head.
It creates like some kind of an effect with like your sensors in your brain or something.
Right, like a time not, to mate. The cinnamon not, buns right. already.
The only if you smell like bacon, the man actually wants to marry the bacon. I mean, I'd like to marry. This is not you. Not to, no.
Either
be
way,
the,
it's
it
a pig.
The bacon. All right.
Isn't that the check off that you're a loser?
What?
That you're standing in line with 14 other guys and one chick serving cinnamon buns?
Not if you're at the Ocean Park Sub and Grocery, pal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.